An investigation from the state attorney general's office finds the Arizona Secretary of State's office broke the law last year in the run-up to the special election for Propositions 123 and 124, but that probe found the office did not act criminally. Ben Giles writes about this in the Arizona Capital Times, and he joins me now. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
So remind us what the issue was that got the Secretary of State's office in trouble in the first place.
So the issue was during a May 2016 special election. There were two ballot initiatives on the ballot that year, including Prop 123, which added more education funding from the state land trust. The problem is with early voting in Arizona, voter info pamphlets or publicity pamphlets need to be sent out before the early ballots are mailed to voters. That would have been April 20th of that year. About 200,000 voters did not get those publicity pamphlets on time. And that's in state law that those pamphlets must be sent by a certain deadline so that everybody knows what's on the ballot, what are they voting for, and then they can start mailing in those early ballots.
Yeah, these are the pamphlets that have like the language of the initiative and the pro and con arguments and all that stuff in it.
Exactly. You know, important information, particularly when it's ballot initiatives, and it's something that is a little bit more unique than voting for in a partisan election for a lawmaker or somebody running for office. So those didn't go out to about 200,000 people. And what happened was the Secretary of State, their office had messed up the process of generating mailing lists way back in January of 2016. And the investigation found that, yes, the Secretary of State's office did break the law. But importantly, they also found that, no, nothing criminal happened. This was kind of an honest mistake. They really did go about their business trying their best to produce that mailing list and get those pamphlets out to voters. They obviously failed, but that wasn't a criminal failing because they didn't knowingly or purposefully try to screw up that mailing.
But based on the story that you wrote, it also seems as though some of the officials in that office knew about this problem long before the rest of us did and didn't really tell anybody and didn't seem to really do all that much about it.
Yeah, so even though that specific violation, that the pamphlets weren't mailed out by a certain deadline, did break state law, even though that wasn't a criminal act, the investigation did have a lot to say about the way the office handled it. Once they became aware, about 2 days after that deadline had passed, that pamphlets didn't go out to hundreds of thousands of people. Reagan's Secretary of State, Michelle Reagan, her own staff kept her in the dark for about 2 weeks after they discovered that an error had been made. Privately, her staff discussed a number of different ways to try and remedy the situation, which, you know, once that deadline has passed, state law is broken. There's not much you can do to remedy it. But they didn't inform anyone in the public for 19 days after the problem had been discovered. And the investigation was highly critical of that. They pointed out previous elections where the Secretary of State's office had a robust response when an error was made and let the voters know what the error was. They sent out new information to voters who'd received faulty information. So in the past, they'd done a much better job of getting everybody up to speed on what went wrong and making sure voters had the information they needed to make an informed decision during the election. For 19 days, that just didn't happen.
Well, what is Secretary of State Michelle Reagan saying about this report and maybe what her office can do better next time?
Not much at all at this point. All I've received is a written statement from her office saying that they've started to do a better job of quality control, so to speak, at the office and making sure that this doesn't happen again, that some new staff responsibilities have been given out to ensure that repeats of this error don't happen. Another interesting caveat in that report was that a lack of accountability, the investigator described. Secretary of State Reagan's top elections official, Eric Spencer, offered his resignation. He was one of the top officials who didn't inform his boss of the matter for a number of days. She did not accept his resignation. The investigation found no one was no one was fired, no one was punished. So the lack of accountability was one of the most glaring issues that the investigation found. And except to say that some staff responsibilities have been shifted, there hasn't been much information from the Secretary of State's office about how do we know this isn't going to happen again.
All right. That's reporter Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.